This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour, the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're live, and you can call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we lost some of our live calls last hour, and we had a glitch with our phone banks, but you're welcome to call again, 877-726-TALK. And meanwhile, there's another way you can get questions to us, and that's if you go to drhoffman.com. And on our homepage, there's a little black rectangle to the right of the page. And if you click on that, it'll prompt you to leave us a question, as did one listener, Ron. Corrine, please play Ron's question.
Hello, doctor. I would like to know what the health ramifications or negatives are of diet soda. Seems like everybody I know and everybody I see in any restaurant is drinking a diet soda, I believe. I drink water and I have a little bit of regular coffee and mainly decaf coffee a couple of times a day. I drink purified water, which I take with me as a portable filter. I believe it to be the sweetening, in quotes, in the diet soda that causes the addiction and the medical concerns. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Ron, although Ron's not live with us. How do I start? There's so many problems now associated with diet soda, namely that they don't fulfill their promise, which is, look, it kind of intuitively makes sense that if you drink something that tastes great and it doesn't have any calories, it's a terrific substitute for all those sugary drinks, which we know contribute to diabetes and weight gain and on it goes. From a theoretical standpoint, it would be much preferable. You can guzzle those things all day long, get the gratification, and none of the downsides. But there's a problem, is that studies actually show that people who consume a lot of diet soda end up not only not losing weight, but actually gaining more weight. And that may be for a variety of reasons. One is that when you use an artificial sweetener to stoke your desire for sweets, you perpetuate the desire for sweets without delivering the actual gratification, or at least the caloric reward. And then you're looking for sugar in all the wrong places. You didn't get it from your drink, so you may consume in a compensatory way. You may seek it out in other foods, end up eating more. That's number one. Number two, there are now studies that show that the ingredients in diet soda disrupt the microbiome. You know, after all, they're unnatural chemicals, and they may change the bacterial composition, which alters metabolism in a way that may make you more insulin resistant. That's been demonstrated lately, and that's a very disconcerting finding. And then, you know, look, I've been debating this issue from the beginning of my radio career, like nearly 30 years ago, and I remember having an expert from Monsanto come on and debate me. It's now Searly, which makes the product, I think. And this is NutraSweet anyway, the main non-caloric sweetener. There are others that have now joined the fray. But, you know, he said, oh, it's perfectly safe. There's no studies that demonstrate any harm. But the studies that resulted in the approval of NutraSweet were rushed through. They were hastily done, and they didn't do a lot of aftermarket studies. What that means is, you know, well, like when a drug is approved, they do a few studies, maybe in a few hundred individuals, and then they approve the drug. And then you gain experience with the drug after it's been used by thousands, maybe millions of people, and many of these drugs are then withdrawn. Well, that hasn't happened to NutraSweet, but it probably should, because there's so many reports of people having adverse effects, headaches and various types of problems, gastrointestinal problems, that it really is subject to question. There's another theory that the ingredients in NutraSweet, which include phenylalanine and ultimately can break down into formaldehyde, may have a harmful effect. And they are also neuroexcitatory. They may jazz up the brain in such a way that they may accelerate the progression of neurodegenerative diseases. We now know that neuroexcitation is a pathway to brain degeneration. So, you know, that's a lot of strikes against them. And here's another one. And this just came out. And that was something that I was going to share with you in any case on the show, whether or not we had the question from Ron, but it's apropos to introduce here. And it's super scary. Headline: popular diet ingredient now linked to leukemia and lymphoma in new landmark study on humans. Previously, there have been, there are plenty of rat studies that show that if you give the equivalent of several gallons of some substance that people normally consume, that they get sick and they develop cancer, okay? I mean, we've seen that with saccharin, for example. But then they say, well, humans don't consume that much. It's the humans aren't rats. So, you know, it's, they kind of say, nothing to see here. Let's move along. No problem. But according to the study, as few as one diet soda daily may increase the risk for leukemia in men and women and for multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin lymphoma in men. According to new results from the longest ever running study on aspartame as a carcinogen in humans. Okay, so this is a real deal. This is the most comprehensive long-term study ever completed on this topic. And it holds more weight than other past studies which appear to exonerate NutraSweet or aspartame in terms of risk. So what they found was that just one 12 fluid ounce can of diet soda daily could lead to a 42% higher leukemia risk in men and women, 102% higher multiple myeloma risk, but this only in men, and a 31% higher non-Hodgkin's lymphoma risk. And most of the past studies showed no link between aspartame and cancer, but they've been criticized for being too short in duration and too inaccurate in following the long-term risk of aspartame intake. Now, this new study saw both of these issues, and it shows a positive link to cancer, because that shouldn't be too surprising, because the animal studies showed a link to cancer, but for so many years they're saying, well, you know, those animal studies, they were getting a lot, animals are different, you know, whatever. They blew those studies off, but now conclusive links to the incidence of cancer in humans. And, okay, you're going to say, well, great, you know, I'm going to stop fooling myself with the diet soda. I'm going to have the real thing. I'm going to have, you know, regular Coke, regular Pepsi. Forget the diet stuff. Let me get, you know, at least sugar. We know it's bad, but at least it's not an artificial chemical. Well, how about this? If you're tempted to go back to sugary sodas as a healthy alternative to the non-sugar sweeteners, this study also had a surprising finding about those colas, in addition to causing fatty liver, diabetes, obesity. Men consuming one or more sugar-sweetened soda per day saw a 66% increase in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that was even worse than for diet soda. So, you know, I'm with Ron. Perhaps the healthiest soda is no soda at all. I use a home carbonator, and you know, I love the bubbles, but I get the bubbles without the harmful effects of the sugar or the chemicals that they use in artificial sweeteners. All right, our number is 877-726-8255 for calls. We'd love to hear from you this hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll get to calls momentarily, but I've got some good news for sufferers of chronic fatigue. This is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's been tested in Lyme disease patients. It's been tested in Gulf War patients. Whether it's age, illness, or just being run down, NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics is a product that I've been using for a long time. Personally, I recommend it to my patients. It repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete one-stop shop for all your nutrient needs with pre- and probiotics and omega-3s and a vitamin mineral formula with antioxidants. They're all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor, so a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. The 45-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose, so order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. There is a disturbing trend on the horizon. They say that at age 50, you should get your baseline colonoscopy. And that's actually one investigative strategy that's pretty non-controversial. There's controversy about PSAs because they say that, you know, for every man who we save, we may be causing 10 men to worry unnecessarily, undergo anxiety, unnecessary biopsies and testing, and it may not make a difference. Same thing with mammography has also been challenged. But colonoscopy, yeah, that can make a difference because you can find a colon cancer early before it's spread. It's a lifesaver. Well, here's the problem. There is a millennial bowel cancer crisis. Whoa, well, what's up with that? Well, the millennials are a generation that I guess is defined as people born in the 90s. And so how old would that make them? They're pushing 30, right? Young people are four times more likely to develop the disease than previous generations, according to a new study. Of course, bowel cancer has long been associated with older, more sedentary people. Obesity is a risk factor, and poor diet, diabetes, insulin resistance. So clearly, it's a dietary component. And the new think on bowel cancer, colon cancer, is that the terrible diets of millennials may accelerate their progression to colon cancer. It's still somewhat rare, but the trend is alarming. Experts are warning that diet and inactivity are driving up the rates globally. And now, this is nuts. Experts are warning that we may need to start screening people in their early 20s. There's an alarming 3 in 10 rectal cancer diagnoses in patients below the age of 55, which is normally around the time that people get around to do their screening. The study warns, the data should be a warning sign that this millennial generation faces an epidemic of digestive diseases. So, the representative of the American Cancer Society, Dr. Rebecca Siegel, says, trends in young people are a bellwether for the future disease burden. She says, quote, our finding that colorectal cancer risk for millennials has escalated back to the level of those born in the late 1800s. I'm not sure why there was a lot of colon cancer in the late 1800s, but I guess people were eating pretty terrible food in the 1800s. At least it was more natural, but there was a lot of colon cancer then. So colon cancer incidence rates increased by 1-2% per year in adults aged 20 to 39 from the mid-80s onward. And rectal cancer rates have been increasing even faster, rising about 3% per year from 1974 to 2013 among, get this, 20 to 29-year-olds. So, you know, what I'm seeing is not so much, you know, colon cancer in this group. That's still relatively uncommon. But I'm seeing a ton of kids in their teens and 20s with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And how do they get there? It's a combination of diet. Maybe they weren't breastfed. Maybe they took too many antibiotics. Any number of factors may be involved, including the use of acne medications like Accutane. But we're seeing a terrible toll among our young people in terms of very severe digestive disorders, perhaps not cancer, but for every early diagnosis of colon cancer in a young person, there's probably 10 young people who are coming down with a serious digestive malady like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And it is a disturbing trend, a trend that we really need to figure out what the heck's going on and improve the diets of some of these kids who are a chemicalized generation as never before. All right, call us. We've got time to take your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And the three ways you can get questions to us. You can call us live on this program, 877-726-TALK, or you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use that question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, a very popular podcast wherein we answer listener questions that are sent to us via email. Or you can go to drhoffman.com. On the homepage, there's a black box. And if you click on the black box, you can leave a recorded question, as we're about to do with Michael. Michael.
My mother has macular degeneration, and she's wondering what is the latest research and solutions to wet macular degeneration. By the way, do you think there's a possibility that it could be a result of a fungal infection? Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Michael with a little electronic static in the background. So when it comes to macular degeneration, there are two basic types, although there's sometimes a little overlap. You can have kind of a it's a spectrum from wet to dry. The dry macular degeneration, which Michael's not asking about, is very amenable to nutritional intervention, and it's very well studied. There have been several big studies, namely the ARIDS studies, which first looked at the effects of zinc, and then have been extended to look at the effects of other antioxidants, and then were extended in ARIDS 2 to look at the potential benefits of DHA from fish oil and lutein and zeaxanthin. And the results are dramatic, that you really can alter the progression of dry macular degeneration. When it comes to wet macular degeneration, there's actually edema, a fluid buildup within the retina, and it's a little different. It's not entirely clear that the same things that work for dry macular degeneration work for wet macular degeneration. As you may, as Michael may know, there's an injection directly into the eyeball of a medicine that prevents the proliferation of blood vessels that sometimes occurs in wet macular degeneration. It's an anti-angiogenesis principle, where a medication stops the progression of these tiny blood vessels, which interfere with vision. And so, but let's look at some natural things that have been demonstrated to reduce capillary leakage and edema and fluid buildup. What are some of those? Well, they're the bioflavonoid family of nutrients, and they include rutin and hesperidin and pycnogenol and the proanthocyanidins, which come from blue and purple fruit, like grapes and berries. And another one of those is bilberry, and I think bilberry would be, you know, a really good accompaniment to a program for someone with wet macular degeneration. So, you know, without, you know, speculating, that's, I think, where the answer may lie for wet. I think our answers for wet are a little less definitive than our answers for dry at this point in time. Okay, if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. And it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. There are good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. Tens of thousands of happy users have tried the Zona Plus, and they've been helping people with high blood pressure for 10 years with a good track record. It's American-made and supported, and while no computer is needed, each Zona Plus comes with a free online account to track and share your results. You can chart them. You can share the results with your doctor. It's an FDA-listed device with high-quality control, and the therapy originated with a U.S. Air Force research project on fighter pilots. They found that hand pressure could significantly reduce blood pressure. So you can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, simply return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Now, this, you know, you're constantly being exhorted to get the flu shot in terms of fending off influenza. But the track record for flu shots varies from year to year. This year, they're ecstatic. They're to the moon with enthusiasm for the flu shot because they got it right. So they say there's a 48% effectiveness rating on this year's flu shot, which they claim is great compared to other years where the effectiveness rating has been in the 20s and 30s. So they nailed it. They got it right. So they say. So what about vitamin D? There's a very interesting article here, and this is comes to us from Dr. John Connell, who's founder of the Vitamin D Council. He was one of the first to introduce the idea that vitamin D deficiency may actually be an underlying cause of the flu. And in light of a recent article, which I shared with you last week or the week before, it's a big study. It's a study of studies, multiple studies, and it shows that the vitamin D offers significant protection against flus and upper respiratory infections in general, otherwise known as colds, sinusitis, bronchitis, that whole grab bag of minor viral ailments. So how does vitamin D compare to the flu vaccine? Well, they did a statistical analysis, and it has to do with something called NNT. And NNT stands for number needed to treat. Number needed to treat. Let me explain this. For every therapy, no therapy is 100%, and especially preventive therapies, right? So, for example, statins. Statins are designed to prevent heart disease. And so, many studies have looked at the NNT, the number needed to treat, to reduce one incident of a heart-related problem, like a heart attack or a need to go in for a stent or bypass surgery, or, of course, the worst possible outcome, death. So in many studies, the number needed to treat for the average healthy middle-aged guy who has a little high cholesterol is very high. It may be as high as 250 or 300. But they say that's pretty good because even though you may be one of 299 guys who takes it needlessly, it doesn't make a difference for you, one guy whose life is saved or avoids an operation is pretty darn happy that the statin worked. So that provides some rationale for using it. Although it's not very cost effective. You think all the money that they're spending needlessly to save one guy. But in the case of perhaps someone who's had a heart attack, the number gets better. Maybe it's 40. So 39 guys take it, doesn't make a difference. One guy takes it, saves his life. They consider that great. So they did the NNT on vitamin D for flu prevention versus the NNT on the flu vaccine, and it's pretty interesting. Overall, one person would be spared from flu for every 33 people taking a vitamin D supplement. So the number needed to treat is 33. Whereas, what about the flu vaccine? Well, the flu vaccine is surprisingly ineffective compared to vitamin D. 40 people have to receive the flu vaccine in order to prevent one case of the flu. The number needed to treat is 40. So, turns out vitamin D is slightly more effective than the flu vaccine in terms of preventing the flu. But get this. This is the interesting part. Among those with a severe vitamin D deficiency, and I think the definition for that is 15 or less. Actually, vitamin D deficiency is 20 or less, but I think in this study, they consider anybody with a vitamin D of 15 or less, which, by the way, I see from time to time in my office. People don't take supplements in the middle of the winter. It's not uncommon to see a vitamin D of 11, 12, 13. Among those with a severe vitamin D deficiency at baseline, the number needed to treat was 4. So in other words, for every 4 people who take vitamin D when they're low in vitamin D, 1 out of 4 is going to prevent the flu. So if you're vitamin D deficient to begin with, vitamin D supplementation turns out to be precisely 10 times more effective than the flu vaccine, where the NNT is 40. Okay, so that's a really interesting study, which breaks down and compares the flu vaccine to vitamin D. That's why I feel vindicated, because people ask me, should I take the flu vaccine? Should I take the flu vaccine? And he said, you can take it if you want, but taking vitamin D is an even more effective bulwark against the flu than the flu shot, especially in a bad year where they get it wrong in their prediction of what type of flu bug is going to roll around come fall or winter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. Our number is 877-726-TALK. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and let's take a call from Margaret. Hey, Margaret.
My question is an easy one. I heard you up here in New Hampshire this morning, very early. You mentioned an injection that one gives oneself to help with osteoporosis. I'm hoping you could repeat that for me. I did not write it down, but I think I'm going to be looking for such a medication. Thank you.
Okay. Margaret, what the medication that I was talking about is called Forteo. And Forteo is a copycat of a hormone that builds bone. It's given, I believe it's given on a weekly basis, and it can be self-administered, because that can be kind of a pain to go into the doctor's office every week for 2 years to get the treatment. The issue with Forteo that concerns me and that concerns the people who have approved it for use is that in animal studies, it can create bone cancer. Because anything that revs the production of bone cells, well, it may over-rev the production of bone cells and thus lead to, uncontrolled proliferation of bone cells, also known as cancer. So far, when limiting, you can't take it for more than 2 years as a result. So in the post-marketing studies, where it's been used for a fairly long time, we don't see an increased incidence in bone cancer, fortunately. And it's pretty effective at building bone, but I would only use it for a more serious case of bone loss. And I'll give you an example. I had a patient come to the office today who discovered that, lo and behold, she's in her 70s, and she has a bone density, a T-score in her spine of minus 4.0. That means that's four standard deviations below the average for a 35-year-old woman, which means she's worse than about 99% of women. And she's very close to what we call the fracture threshold, where very easily a little bump or a little shock could cause a spinal compression fracture. And therefore, she'd be a candidate for one of the stronger medications for treatment of osteoporosis. I don't know what your bone density score is. I mean, your question is, what is that I'm going to take? But I'm not sure you really need to take anything. And if you were to come to me, I'd say, what you should take, let's determine if you really need to take a prescription medication for your osteoporosis, because natural methods work pretty well unless you're way down the line in terms of bone loss. There I might say, okay, let's not take a chance with natural therapies. They're a little weaker, and you may need help, or you may need to combine the natural therapies along with the conventional therapies. The most effective natural therapy for rebuilding bone is strontium, and I would recommend 680 milligrams of strontium citrate at bedtime for a couple of years to see if there was improvement. That should be accompanied by adequate vitamin D. I also use a product called Ostera, which is a hops-derived product that reduces inflammation. It works a little bit like the medication Prolia, which is another injectable med used for restoration of bone. Maybe that, you know, that's another option for you if you consult with a bone specialist. And the other injectable, by the way, is called Reclasp. It's not really an injectable. It's an IV therapy, which you get, once every 6 months. You know, maybe it's once a year. And that's a super concentrated dollop of medications that ordinarily you take by mouth once a week, like Fosamax, Beneva, or Actonel. Those are bisphosphonates. The intravenous one is called Reclasp, which I don't like very much because, unfortunately, there's an incidence of side effects such as osteonecrosis of the jaw that can occur with that. This is a very serious side effect, and I wouldn't go there unless there was no other option for alleviating your bone loss. So there you have it in terms of options. You know, natural stuff works pretty well. We'd have to look at your numbers before we pull a trigger on a powerful med. All right, so I'll share a couple items with you before we have to sign off for today. Taking popular heartburn medication for prolonged periods may lead to serious kidney damage, according to researchers at Washington University School of Medicine. The drugs in question include Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, and Protonix. Now, you might say, well, you know, I don't have any signs of kidney damage, so I'm not at risk. I mean, I guess if I did, I would have to watch out. But it turns out that even in people who show no signs of kidney problems, these medications can insidiously undermine kidney function. When the kidneys go on the fritz, sometimes the alternative is dialysis or kidney transplant. So the study was published just a couple of weeks ago in a journal called Kidney International. They say, quote, the onset of acute kidney problems is not a reliable warning sign for clinicians to detect a slow, subtle decline in kidney function among patients taking proton pump inhibitors. Our results indicate kidney problems can develop silently and gradually over time, slowly eroding kidney function and leading to long-term kidney damage or even renal failure. They say the patient should be cautioned to tell their doctors if they're taking PPIs and only use the drugs when necessary. Well, people are using these drugs like candy. Doctors are prescribing them wholesale. More than 15 million Americans have prescriptions for PPIs for such conditions as heartburn, ulcers, GERD, and now they're highly promoted on ads on TV. And they've been linked to such problems as heart disease, Alzheimer's, certainly osteoporosis, and irritable bowel syndrome, higher incidence of gastrointestinal infections, respiratory infections. That's why we're looking for natural alternatives to help people with digestive problems. Diet solutions, certain supplements, herbs, probiotics can make a huge difference. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. I hope you learned something. Please check out our website at drhoffman.com for more information. Download our podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And make sure that you listen to all our useful content at drhoffman.com. Become a better listener to Intelligent Medicine thereby.